Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says the research projects, if they're funded by Congress, will aim to make progress on one of the biggest challenges of alternative energy development. He says the Energy and Defense Departments have made big advances in developing and using renewable energy, though there's a lot of work to do in those areas. But aside from generating the power, there's another big challenge.
How do we create stable delivery of renewable energy from power sources like solar or like wind that are as variable and sometimes as inconsistent as, I don't know, the weather?
Two projects Mabus announced last week will try to tackle the challenge of storing energy generated from alternative sources for use when and where it's needed. One will focus on mobile uses, including for deployed Marines who are already using solar to generate power in remote, forward-deployed areas of Afghanistan.
They got these flexible solar panels. They roll up, stick them in the back of their pack, and take to charge their radios and their small electronics. And because of doing this, a foot patrol is able to operate without 700 pounds of batteries.
But the next step, he says, needs to be letting those Marines store that power and use it, for example, at night or on cloudy days. DOD and a new research arm of the Energy Department, ARPA-E, have each asked for $25 million to fund research into portable hybrid energy storage modules that can store a lot of power and charge and discharge quickly.
If their equipment's not hooked up to the chargers, if energy is just being made and doing nothing. But with this hybrid energy storage module, we'll be able to store that energy for use at almost any time. And do so by building expeditionary, tactical energy distribution networks from individual modules. This means fewer Marines guarding convoys, less money, less effort getting fuel to the battlefield.
Mabus says the Navy envisions those hybrid modules having important applications on board ships, too. Just like in the commercial world, he says Navy vessels are being loaded up with more and more technology, all of which is hungry for power.
They're also a critical step toward solving one of the shipboard integration challenges associated with the development of electric weapons, things like rail guns, things like directed energy weapons. These require huge amounts of power, which have to be rapidly discharged to make them work right. Right now, we're working on doing that repeatedly and reliably, and energy storage is a big part of that solution.
A second project DOD and Energy want to partner on would have the same goal, but for 500 military bases rather than deployed units. Mabus says they'll build on research already being done at ARPA-E. That project envisions an entire electric grid that can store renewable energy and distribute it where and when it's needed. Underlying Mabus's push for energy alternatives is the sense that reliance on fossil fuels is a strategic vulnerability for members of the military.
And makes them too susceptible to supply and price shocks caused by instability or natural disasters in volatile areas of the world where most of our fossil fuels are produced. Now, we would never allow these regions to build our ships. We would never allow these folks to build our aircraft or our ground vehicles, but we give them a say on whether our ships sail, our aircraft fly, or our ground vehicles work.
And Mike McCord, DOD's deputy comptroller, says aside from being costly on a day-to-day basis, oil is notoriously hard to budget for. In fact, he says it's one of the reasons DOD doesn't think it can make it through the year if it stays funded at 2010 levels under a continuing resolution.
You know, we're never going to get this right. We have to work with OMB on kind of broad-based assumptions. The Department of Energy really has the expertise on forecasting, and then we adapt somewhat to our own particular situation. But we're very sensitive to it as a huge consumer of fuel. Latest figure I got was I think that every dollar on the price, dollar per barrel, is about $130 million to us. So we've seen that price go up, quite a bit in the last couple of weeks. Historically, Congress has been pretty understanding and working with us when we do find wild price swings to help us out, but there's no guarantee of that.
McCord says one of the concerns they have about the House-passed budget for DOD is that it reduces the cash accounts the department uses to pay for fuel price increases by $2 billion at a time when oil's getting more expensive, not less. Mabus says for the Navy alone, each $1 increase in per-barrel oil prices translates into $31 million in new costs.
So if the price goes up $30 a barrel, which it has more than once in the last decade, that's $1 billion. $1 billion that we can't use for other things. $1 billion that we can't budget for. $1 billion that goes just to power the ships and aircraft and ground vehicles that we have.
For the Navy, Mabus says the current debate over the viability of alternative energy sources has echoes of the past. The service has, over its history, made the switch from wind to coal to oil to nuclear.
In every single case, in every one of these cases, there were naysayers that said you're trading one form of very proven energy for another form that we just don't know if it's going to work. It's too expensive, it's too hard, it's too unproven. In fact, when we went from sale to coal, the uniform leaders of the Navy objected, saying that sale had been proven for thousands of years. What were we doing?
The Interagency Research Partnership is a follow-on to a memorandum of understanding signed between DOD and Energy last year and the energy policies that DOD expressed in last year's Quadrennial Defense Review. In it, DOD said it intended to be a testbed for the renewable technologies being developed in DOE labs. Mabus says he thinks the two defense research projects he announced last week have the potential to make it into the mass marketplace, following in the footsteps of the Internet and GPS. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.